3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Triad of the Force podcast, a podcast from Puerto Rican friends coming together to do deep dives into Star Wars and other nerd-related media. This is season 4, episode 1. And Goose, what?
Did you just say season 4?
We're at season 4?
Season 4. That means that we've been doing this. Well, it doesn't mean we've been doing it for 4 years because we did start
like season 1 a little late in the year.
And towards the fall. So let's just say 3. Holy crap. 3 years and some and 3 months, something like that. That's still a considerable amount of time. Mm-hmm. Did you ever expect that we would be where we're sitting? Well, I mean, I would expect that we're sitting where we're sitting because, you know, these are just the normal chairs in our humble abodes. But did you think we would be doing it in this capacity as quote unquote podcasters, quote unquote content creators?
Yeah. I never would have guessed when years ago we humbly failed at our first celebration in Orlando because we thought we were
too cool for school.
And we were talking with Mo about doing this little podcast, and it took years to actually get started. Mo. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, beautiful Mo. I never thought we were going to get started. One, I was like, we talk about it, it's never going to happen. And then we got started.
Well, the only reason we got started is because there was a pandemic. If we hadn't had a world-altering pandemic, we probably would not have had a podcast.
We would have kept talking about it and never actually do it.
So
I know.
I mean, a pandemic is a horrible thing, but we do always have to look at the silver lining.
Silver lining.
And the things that we've been able to achieve through the trials and tribulations of a very difficult time, and one of those was definitely this
podcast.
And all
the friends that we were able to make along the way that we would have never made otherwise.
We forced ourselves to be friends with everybody. Get out of our antisocial shells and be internet friendly.
Well, I'm still not very internet friendly, but okay.
But people love you. People love you. I felt the nanny love both at Anaheim and in Hollywood when we were at Star Wars celebration and the Andor launch event. People were very at celebration. They were very sad you weren't there, and then at the launch event, people were very very excited that you were going and that you were in fact there. So the nanny love is there. It's always been there. It's incredible. Just like the Mo love. There's a lot of Mo love as well.
There is a lot of Mo love, so we have to address it.
Those of you
that have been with us from the beginning know that the Triad is missing Mo, one of our founding members and one of the smartest one who coins a lot of our...
The most beautiful one, both inside
the
and
Mobius
out.
The Mobius Strip.
The Mobius Strip, for those who remember that wonderful, wonderful episode with Ty. Mm-hmm. Incredible insight.
Yeah.
One of the smartest people I've ever known.
Yeah.
Mo, one of my best friends ever. Mm-hmm. Such an integral part to our success, I would say.
Yes. But they are looking forward to changes in their lives, and I think they're going to do great things. And
they're going to do
right
great
now,
things.
Recording is not a priority. Mm-hmm. And we love them for it. And they're always going to be a friend of the channel. They're always going to be a friend of ours. Close friends. I am really excited that I kind of introduced them into anime, and now they are way beyond me in it. Sometimes they text me about anime that I never even heard of, and they are amazing. We are gonna have them back to have them give the official farewell from the channel, but We love Mo. We love that they were a part of this. They helped us get started. They will always be important. We will always ask them about important things about Star Wars and other shows. And Goose, I think you hang out with them a couple days ago.
Very much so. Yeah.
They're awesome.
They're awesome. They're thriving. They're happy. Their beautiful hair is flowing in the wind.
Oh, he... They had the best hair and the best background. We're never going to beat them.
Still has the best hair. But yeah, I've been very lucky to be able to hang out with Mo a lot while I've been here back home for these couple of months, which now I'm in the final countdown, so they say, because I'm leaving home in a week. So I'm very sad about that. Yeah. But yeah, I've been able to hang out with Mo a lot. Obviously, one of my best friends, as I said, mm-hmm. since high school. So it's just like, that's something that's never going to change. You know, there's mm-hmm. there's a camaraderie, a friendship, a connection, a love that, you know, it transcends everything. Yeah. Like you said, like, I'm very, very, very appreciative and thankful for their time, for their love, for their dedication, for their patience. Because mm-hmm. I know, you know, doing this is sometimes not easy. You know, you have to figure out schedules and work and be able to consume the media so you can, like, be able to digest it, to be able to talk about it. So I know it's not something that's easy for everybody to do. So I'm very happy that we got as much time as we did with Mo as we did, because their insight was incredible. Like I said, Mo is one of the wisest people I know. But one of the things we always said about this podcast when we started is that it has to be fun, that we have to be happy to do it, enjoy doing it.
And actually enjoy it,
And not have it be something that gets in the way of our enjoyment of Star Wars and other nerd-related media. And also something that doesn't get in the way of our friendships and our relationships. Yeah. And
doesn't cause extra stress, because that can happen. It can cause unnecessary stress. And we never wanted to be that. We wanted it to be about us having conversations about the stuff we love.
Right. So I definitely respect Mo a lot for, like, having, you know, that certainty and that courage to be like, okay, I don't think this is something that I need to do right now, because I have other things that I need to do for myself. So, like, I definitely appreciate that. I appreciate honesty. Yeah. I appreciate the I don't know how else to describe it. And be as complimentary.
Courage to accept something that is not making you happy.
Right, right. And still be okay with everything and everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a beautiful thing. Like you said, we'll still part of the triad in more ways than one. So we look forward to, in the future, like you said, have them for a future episode, and who knows, maybe I can coax them to, you know, come in for more than a few episodes. But
every so often, when it's something very interesting, because they love the very existential, amazing episodes, and I'm pretty sure we're gonna have them around for the Acolyte at some point, because I think that's gonna be right around the real house. So it's okay. And even if they're not around, I feel sorry for you listeners that you're not going to get some of the point of views of Mo, because we're going to get them, because we're still friends.
Oh, yeah. but, you know, Mo, one of Mo's favorite characters was Chewbacca. And, you know, Mo, we send them a big Chewbacca hug, which are the best hugs you could ever receive. So hugs, unlimited hugs, continual hugs. That's just a hug fest all around. And lots of love and lots of success. You know, all we want for not just Mo, but everyone we've had on this podcast and everyone that's listening to this podcast is, you know, joy, success, happiness. That's all the things we want, you know. So we send all that. We send all of that to Mo. Thank you. Thank you.
And aside from the Chewbacca, I think we need to send a little Asajj Ventress sass their way as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We love you, Mo. Thank you so much for being a part of the triad.
We love you.
And being a founding member, and we will always think about the Mobius strip.
Yes.
Every time.
Still try to achieve that level
of
wisdom.
So, aside from our love for Mo, we have to say that will always be amazing. this is our season 4 premiere, and it coincides with Podcast Day 2023.
Holy crap. 2023. I'm still in 2020 in my mind. My mind is still just like, no, we're still in the pre-pandemic days.
How did we make it to 2023?
I have no idea. I don't know how we're still doing this podcast. I had read back in the day when I was researching podcasts and stuff. I was reading that if you get to 7 episodes, I think it was 7 or 14, something like that. If you get to that number, you're going to have better probabilities of continuing forward and committing to it. So like, that's what I was afraid of at the beginning. It's kind of like, let's just make it to 7. Come on, girlfriend. We'll make it. We'll make it to 7. And if we do that, it's smooth sailing from here. And I remember when we hit that episode, I'm just like, okay, this could be real. We could do this. We could actually do this. It'll maybe be more than just our parents listening. And even though it is funny because they don't really listen, they just play it in the background because they don't understand what the hell we're talking about. It still counts as a view. Still counts, and we still get that like, so it still counts. Yeah. But now we have at least 2 more people that listen, and to those 2 fans, you know who you are. Thank you for being with us on this journey.
Don't undersell us, Goose.
For 3 years.
Goose, not undersell us.
Why? What have we
done? We have been invited for the second time.
Excuse me?
To Star Wars Celebration.
Twice. I almost forgot about that. I almost forgot.
We were at the red carpet for Andor.
I will never forget that.
We've interviewed actors, creators.
We have.
Hey,
you're kind of right.
Lego as well.
You're kind of right.
We are kind of cool.
At least I'm glad you think so, because then at least that's one person that thinks that this is kind of cool. Not cool, just kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
Gotta keep it humbles, on the humble side. But it's wild. I was gonna drop an F-bomb and I kind of stopped myself. It's wild. Last year was particularly wild as a podcast because of the growth. Not necessarily in terms of like listeners and viewers. I mean, at the end of the day, it matters, but it doesn't. You know, what matters at the end is like that we're doing something that we're proud of doing, and that we're getting to do. Have opportunities to do like a lot of exciting things and to meet really cool people along the way. And last year, 2022, was incredible for that. Sometimes I forget that so much happened 1 year.
I know.
Because for me, like Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, which obviously was incredible because we got chosen to do a panel there, which is something. If you had asked little 11-year-old Goose if he ever thought that he would be able to be at the official Star Wars convention doing a panel and talking about Star Wars in a quasi-official capacity, that little brain would not have been able to process it.
Oh, come on. Not even little Goose. Even when we started talking about this in Orlando, we would have never thought we would have been presenting at one of the celebrations.
Never. And the thing is, that same year, then we also were invited to the launch event for Andor, which was also mind-numbingly ridiculous that even happened. So it's kind of like those two, like the beginning and the end of the year were kind of anchored by those 2 things, which in my mind kind of splits the year in 2. So it's like 2022 part 1 and part 2, which is why sometimes I forget that it's still 1 year. So I just divide it in that way. Yeah. But incredible. I could not be happier for us, prouder of us, and more excited for us, because it means that we're maybe kind of doing something kind of right. I don't know.
We're only getting started.
At least we're not doing it wrong. At least. But yes, we're looking forward to the future. The future's going to be incredible. If it's anything like last year, it's going to be the same, and the same's pretty good. But we're hoping it's going to be even better. Lucasfilm, invite us to the Indiana Jones premiere, please. Star Wars Celebration Europe, my friends. Trial of the Force is going to be there. Trial of the Force has not bought tickets, plane tickets, to go there. But if I have to swim across the Atlantic Ocean, I won't do that. Mm-hmm. I will find a way to be on a vessel that can transport me, because I will not be able to survive swimming. I am not the most athletic, as most of you know, but we will be at Star Wars Celebration Europe. We have been chosen for the HoloNet news stage, whatever the hell that is. I just think it's podcast stage with a different name. I've talked to other of our podcasting colleagues, and I don't think anyone understands the difference. between like
one and the other.
One, the other, and what we did last year versus this year. Screw it. We're there. If you're listening to this episode, I'm having some internet difficulties, so there's going to be a jump between what I was saying and what I'm saying now. So apologies for that. But, you know, fill in the blanks between what I'm saying.
Life happens, it's Puerto Rico.
Hopefully there's some continuity. Yeah, the day I decide to record on my internet is the day that, like, there's issues, even though I have not had issues all this time. Anyway, but yes, we will be at Star Wars Celebration Europe 2023 in London at the Holland News Stage. And there will also be like some other incredible friends that will be panelists as well. Alex and Molly from Star Wars Explain. The Sky Talkers are going to be there. MC from What the Force is going to be hosting a panel. It's going to be part of a panel there as well. And our very, 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 very good friend Chase Hauser is going to be hosting a panel at the fan stage, if I'm not mistaken, about drag and Star Wars. It sounds incredible. It sounds
amazing.
Amazing. It's probably going to be the best panel. Yeah. Sorry to us. We're not going to be the best one. Maybe second best.
Their panel sounds
incredible. Incredible.
Amazing.
They had told me a couple months ago about their idea for it. Which I'm so blessed to live in Chicago because I get to hang out with Chase now. And when they had been telling me the idea for the panel, it's like, that sounds really good. That sounds really cool. But then when I read the description, the actual description that they had actually sent Lucasfilm, that they posted on Twitter, I was like, that sounds even better. Even better than what you had explained to me. And it's beautiful. And I think we have to address something that happened. I talked about it a little bit with Gary Star Wars Tia on our review for the last episode.
And I wasn't
of the
able
Bad Batch.
To be there. So
you were missed.
I know.
But the vitriol that some of the internet people have been hurling Chase's way is disgusting and pathetic, sad, and it's little people that are bigots, are intolerant, and have no capacity of understanding kindness or love, especially to be so hateful and antagonistic to someone of Chase's character, because Chase is a beautiful human being with a kind heart, who is very giving, who is very friendly and open and accepting. Apologies once again, because the internet is not being cooperative today, even though I was on a roll talking about the beautiful person that is Chase. But we have to, Chase, wonderful human being with incredible kindness and patience and accepting that you'd think that such a wonderful person would not receive any backlash from such a thoughtful and interesting podcast topic, but unfortunately that is not the truth of the world we live in. We live in some pretty aggressive times that are targeting the LGBTQ community for no good reason whatsoever, and sadly some people that are hateful, spiteful, small-minded,
toxic, disgusting
bigots decided to attack our wonderful, wonderful sibling Chase for really nothing. They created a narrative just repeating talking points of conservative talking points that they're just parroting and projecting onto Chase that are totally unfounded and untrue, using ugly, ugly terms to describe a panel that is anything but those terms. I'm not even going to dignify saying what they've said, because we don't need to
give them
horrible
promotion.
Things, but these people need to open their hearts and let love in a little bit and practice a little bit of self-love, because some of these things I think are projections of insecurities that they probably have internalized, and just learn that, you know, every different person is the exact same thing, person as you are, because we all have wants, we all have desires, we all have love. We all want the same things in life. We just might express them a little differently.
Yeah, and even if you don't agree, then just don't engage.
Mm-hmm. No one's forcing you. No one's forcing you to go to that panel.
Yeah. That's the problem with me. It's, you know, if you don't agree with something, then just leave it alone. You don't agree, you're done, that's fine. But attacking for no reason whatsoever when they haven't attacked you, they're just trying to spread a message of love and understanding. And it's incredibly, I mean, when I read what the panel is about, Chase, you are genius. That is excellent. That is such an excellent idea for a panel. And especially when they mention, you know, like the main front runners for the history of drag in Star Wars, Din Djarin and Amidala and Asajj Ventress, who are amazing. But if that's just the front runners, I can't even imagine what they're going to talk about, some other side characters that we don't really know and the history of drag within Star Wars. It makes sense, people. Right. It actively makes sense, especially when you combine it with cosplaying culture, all of that. It, if you don't get it, then you're not really a Star Wars fan.
Sorry. And it's also a thing of like, and if you don't get it, it's a wonderful opportunity to see how someone else views and internalizes and interprets Star Wars, which is, I think, always a valuable thing. And I think one of the awesome things of us wanting to do this podcast was always with the intention of talking to other people about Star Wars and seeing things from their point of view. As Obi-Wan said, it all depends on your point of view. And those points of view can be really interesting, not necessarily ones that you agree with, but like it kind of help you expand like how you view things. And
it broadens your horizons to have, you know, all the different points of view.
Right,
and
right.
You don't have to agree with all of them, but it helps.
Oh, 100%. I think it's interesting because when we started doing like a review series originally back in the day, this has been 3.5 years.
I can't believe that.
Mm-hmm. We used to just do it ourselves. The triad would just review those episodes, and that's wonderful, right? But to a certain extent, you can start to kind of predict, and we kind of with each person, you know, we kind of know each other. Yeah. So we kind of know who's going to like what.
It's been so many years and kind of predicting and talking about it. And we figured out a little bit. We started with Mando season 2.
With Mando season 2 is when we started having guests. No,
we started reviewing on the show Mando season 2. Okay. We didn't even do Mando season 1. I think we started doing guests.
We did Bad Batch season 1. That had no guests. Yeah. Book of Boba Fett, we had guests, so maybe that was the first one.
Maybe that's when we started doing.
Maybe that was the first one, and I think that was kind of the best decision we kind of did because then, I mean, one, not only are we getting to like meet more incredible people in the community, but then we also, you know, are seeing some different points of view and like can have a more dynamic conversation, and that makes things more interesting. You know, seeing like those different points of view, so.
And I actually love it when people disagree with us. That's way more fun. To get that perspective. And then when you listen, they change your mind a little bit too, and they influence you. I mean, one of the things for me that will always stay with me is we've already talked about Chase from Pink Milk, but Brian, who is also amazing, another friend of the channel, to me, Rise of Skywalker, and obviously it's controversial, we're going to talk about these films. To me, it's the worst out of all 9. But when we talked to Brian about what the movie meant to him, about found family and, you know, your adopted children, and my perspective on the film changed, and I will always appreciate the film because of that. Even though I don't personally like the film.
Exactly.
But Brian's perspective on it made me respect it, appreciate it for other reasons. And to know, just because I don't like something doesn't mean that it doesn't really resonate with somebody else. Right. And I can't just hate on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, indiscriminately, we can criticize constructively. But we can't just actively hate something because we don't know how it resonates to other people.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the point. And one of those things that, like, this podcast has been helpful for me personally. Because, you know, we've all... Everyone knows that the Star Wars community, well, some of the apples in the Star Wars community, to use a word, is toxic. And it's very, very gatekeepy about, like, what is good and what is bad, and very opinionated in that way. And sometimes that kind of gets to have bad faith arguments in terms of, like, how we connect with things and, like, what is,
yeah,
quote unquote, good or quote unquote bad. And this podcast has really kind of helped me, like, kind of abandon, jettison that kind of mentality of, like, binaries and just good, bad. And, like, now, I mean, I do think that there's some things that are bad. And I'm not saying that this is toxic positivity, but I do think that the perspective with which we approach media, I think, can be a lot healthier. And I think that's what I try to do now, thanks to, like, this effort that we've been doing and seeing, like, okay, maybe that didn't connect with me. How did it connect with someone else, and see, like, the value that that person sees in it, and then that kind of, that helps me, like, understand that value, and maybe even changes my mind about the episode or the movie, or that maybe makes me like it. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I still am like, okay, I still don't like it or connect with it, but at least I can see value within it. So it's really, really good. And I think that's the best way to just approach everything, because otherwise it's just boring, because you're not having interesting conversations. Because if ever, you're just gonna be, you know, team this sucks or team this is the best thing ever, then there's, you know, not gonna be, like, that middle ground to be like, okay, but what's the nuance here? Like, how are we understanding?
There's no things? Actual conversation. You're just parroting each other.
Right.
You know?
It's like everyone
parroting each other is super boring.
Right. Everyone can absolutely be saying, repeating the same things of why Attack of the Clones sucks, or why The Last Jedi sucks. Because exactly, it's like, same thing with the alt-right and, like, all these conservatives. They're just parroting talking points. At the end of the day, there's not really, like, that substance. We're like, okay, how are the themes connecting with the saga or the trilogy or the episodes, what have you? And it just becomes an exercise in futility and just kind of picking themes of, like, well, I'm on team whatever, everything sucks, and Lucasfilm, Disney Lucasfilm is the worst thing ever, instead of being, like, a person that thinks independently. And just be like, hey, man.
It's a copy paste. Have your own opinions. Don't be the dude that quotes Wikipedia in your paper. Don't do that.
I mean, do it in high school, maybe, because, you know, you need to get that paper done.
No, I don't think
done.
It's even acceptable in high school. It's
Not follow me for life advice, research. Kids. Don't follow me for life advice. No. I might or might not have done that. The trick is, if you're going to do that, here's the trick, kids. If you are going to use Wikipedia, don't get it from Wikipedia. You go to the footnotes, to the actual sources,
the actual links
that Wikipedia is citing, and then you use that, and then it appears to be more legit. That's the trick.
It's a little copy paste.
I didn't say it wasn't copy. I say that there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And the right way to do it is how I just explained. I'm not going to confirm or deny that I did that, because who cares at this point? It's been many, many a year, 15 years, I think, since I graduated high school.
Well, I'm back 14. In school, so I need to, you know.
Yeah, but this is law school. Law school is different. If you do that at law school, you don't deserve to be a lawyer. High school, no one cares. No one cares about high school. No one. So
anyway,
you people that love your high school, you know, those think that those were the best days of your life. Grow up. No one cares.
But on that note, credit where credit's due. There's a reason we're releasing this episode on Tuesday, February the 7th. It's because it's the 24th anniversary of the first ever Star Wars podcast, Jedi Talk.
Jedi Talk.
And it's the origin of why we're all here.
The origin story, the Batman Begins of Star Wars podcasts.
They started in 1999.
with the Phantom Menace, when I when I was just a stupid little child, very excited to go see the Phantom Menace. What a time!
You were,
like
what, 10?
1999. I was well, depends on what part of the year, right?
It was February.
February, I was 10. September, I was 11. Mm-hmm. So, Virgo, for all of you that like astrology, make whatever deductions you want to make from that. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. But 24 years. If we thought we were hot shit because, I mean, I'm gonna sin of being ignorant right now. I don't know if they're still around, actually. Yeah, we should have probably looked that up before we started recording.
Yeah, before we started mentioning them, yeah.
So let's assume they're still around because it's be positive. We're not hot shit. We've only been doing this for 3.5 years. Those guys been around for 24. Now let's do the part where like they haven't been around. It's like, hey, thanks for opening the doors for us. Thanks you for your service. So there we go. I covered both bases now, if they're still around and if they're not around. I apologize in both instances if I got it wrong. Yeah,
either way.
60% of the time, it works every time. So we'll see. Anchorman reference, by the way, for all of you uncultured swine. But it's incredible. Podcast day. There's over 100 other podcasts that are joining in this internet celebration of the medium of podcasting, which I never thought we would be involved with at all. So beautiful, beautiful thing. A lot of beautiful, wonderful creators, some of which are friends, some of which are not friends yet. Maybe in the future, we'll see. Because scheduling is getting very difficult. Because I always try to find new people and new voices. Yeah, and I'm running out. So if you want to, just send me a line. Send me a line. Make my life easier, please. But it's incredible to see like how many voices are in this fandom that love Star Wars passionately. And I just want to talk about it. And talk about it and be cool cats. And, you know, and be happy and have fun talking about this thing that we love. Doing what we do. Hopefully you guys do it better than us. But you're not going to be as sexy as us.
De verdad.
I don't know. Ajá. It just came out. Mm-hmm. I had to. It felt right.
Poquito de adobo aquí.
It felt right. I'm feeling weird about myself today. We had a long night last night. So,
yeah.
I woke up feeling interesting things that happen after you've had a bender, as the kids call it. So it's fine. I'm recovering. I took a 2-hour nap. Wonderful. Do that, kids.
As you do.
Drink some water. Take a 2-hour nap. You'll feel like a different person. A sexier person. A podcasting sexier person. But 2023 is going to be like a wild, wild year. For us, it's, you know, we started with Star Wars Celebration Europe. We're going to be there. We might be at 2 panels. We'll see. That second one is a TBD right now. So we're keeping that under wraps. Nani, should we tell them a little bit about what the panel will be? Or should we still, you know, keep it as a surprise for later? I don't know. Do they deserve it? I think they might. Yeah. I'll let you be the judge.
You can give a little teaser.
The panel is called A Latina Reckoning.
I love that title.
For those of you nerds, and hopefully all
it's
of you
a
are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, obviously all of you are because you're listening to this podcast. That is quite a blatant reference to Andor and Marva saying in those first couple of episodes, that's what a reckoning sounds like.
Yeah.
And why am I making that reference? Because this panel, in a sense, will be a sequel to the panel we had last year, which I forgot the name of the panel last year. I'll look it up. It was probably not as cool a name as this one. But last year's panel,
fine. You were flying the Puerto Rican flag.
We're flying it again. Yeah, that flag will be hoisted. We're going to be like Puerto Rican pirates there. We're going to do some reverse colonizing in Europe. London, get ready.
In London.
But the first, I'm unhinged today. I don't know. The first panel last year was about Latine or Latinx, whichever term you prefer, a representation in Star Wars and fandom, and like how that cycles within the conversation that we have, and how we as an ethnic group are represented, especially in a pre-Andor world, and seeing like how we approach media from our particular point of view, and like how we're represented or underrepresented in those medias and those social media spots, because I think one of the most glaring areas in which we as a Star Wars fandom slash podcasting slash content creation community struggle with is the inclusion of diverse voices, even to this day. Not that many, at least in kind of like the English speaking US
the mainstream
community. I obviously, like in South America, Central America, all that stuff, I'm sure that there's Spanish speaking podcasts talk about Star Wars, so they're well represented in their communities. But in this US community, which is the one we're a part of currently, it's quiet a little bit. We're there, we exist, but we're not pushed to the forefront and not elevated to eat at the same table as some of the other people are eating at. And I think it's important to not just talk about how representation is lacking in media, but also in these circles that we're in. And I think we had, I think it was a wonderful, wonderful panel. We had our good friend Alden Diaz and Katrina Dennis there, and they were awesome. They were really had a lot of really good insight. It was a great panel. We were scheduled with Jon Favreau. That wasn't cool, Lucasfilm. That wasn't cool for Favreau. I know he was just like, God damn it, now I have to compete with the Triad. So for thank you for everyone that turned up to our panel. If you want to listen to it, we have it. We have it, baby. We got you covered. Go there. Go search for it. Go look through our videos. Star Wars Celebration 2022. It's right there. And it's got glorious videos, not just the audio. It's great. Look at it. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love it. And it's going to get you excited for the second part, because a Latina reckoning. Why is it called that? Because now we're talking about representation in a post-Andor world. And what a reckoning that has been. So we will be talking about how now three of the biggest shows that Lucasfilm has, like all of their live action shows, have a Latina lead. Obviously, Din Djarin and Pedro Pascal in The Mandalorian, Diego Luna in obviously Andor, and Rosario Dawson in Ahsoka. So we will be discussing that and how that representation has progressed.
Pedro Pascal has low-key been taking over the world.
Yes. I haven't seen this. I don't watch Saturday Night Live, but apparently, like,
I saw it.
Apparently, it was out of this world. It was.
Hate Saturday Night Live. I think it stopped being funny about like 15 years ago. But when I saw that Pedro Pascal was gonna be on it, I was like, I got to. And it was amazing.
Did they Did they do a Mandalorian bit or no?
I haven't seen, because I've seen some of the bits here and there.
I saw the Mario Kart one.
I can tell you, the Mario Kart one is genius.
I saw that was good. I liked it.
Dying. I saw the opening sequence. I saw some of the other ones. I don't know if they did a Mando. I know that in his monologue, they were talking about, oh yeah, sign this, baby Yoda, whatever. And he was like, his name is Grogu.
Yeah.
And I was like,
You call that baby by his name. You call that baby by its name.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, we are living we're living in Pedro Pascal's world.
Game of Thrones, Last of Us, Star Wars.
And how good is The Last of Us, by the way? Shout out to episode 3. You haven't seen it, so I'm not going to say anything. But that's,
But I know the controversy that's happening.
There's only controversy if you're a bigot. If you're accepting human being, you're going to cry your goddamn eyes out.
I mean, it's just from the pictures, I'm already crying.
It's you remember in Up, the beginning of Up?
No, me hagas eso. Oh no.
I didn't say anything.
Oh no.
I didn't say
crying anything. Up level? Really?
I think uglier. I was legit crying, and I watched this like before
ugly
work.
Cry. Like
yeah. Thank God there was no one in my house. So I was watching it right before work, so I was like an emotional mess at work that day. And I made a decision that I shouldn't have made. I should have watched it after work, but whatever. Yeah. But it's Pedro Pascal's world, and one of the focuses that we will be having as well is going to be like how these Latine leads are represented and how mm-hmm. they are mirrors to mm-hmm. Latinx community and how they're projected. It's a little teaser. Djarin obviously represents diaspora and longing for mm-hmm. acceptance and meaning, and that's why you know
belonging
he's masked.
And
it's mm-hmm. masked because he's still behind those fences of acceptance mm-hmm. and what it means to find yourself. Diego Luna obviously is unmasked, so there's that the migrant's journey, which we've talked about mm-hmm. and in our Andor review series. Ahsoka, we're still figuring out because obviously this is the first time now that like we've had a live animation character transition into a live action with a new actor, because obviously Katie Sackhoff did it first, but she played both characters. So it's going to be interesting to see. Like,
and Katie Sackhoff killed it.
She killed it, even though that wig was terrible. But looks like they
she
fixed
still killed it.
Looks like they fixed it for season 3. So we still have to figure out like what the Ahsoka narrative will be considering.
Yeah, because we're supposed to be getting Sabine, and we're getting Ezra, and we're getting Thrawn. So it's a lot of animated characters coming to live action. And it's always a little bit tricky because you can get away with a lot of things in animation that are hard to pull off mm-hmm, mm-hmm, in live mm-hmm. action. So
yes. So I'm
we have a lot
so
to
excited.
Talk
I'm
about.
Excited. Mm-hmm. We already have one guest, which is Alden Diaz. Very gracious to come back again. It's a big ask, but they're doing it again. Hopefully this time I don't make him miss another panel. Please, Lucasfilm, don't make me feel bad 2 years in a row. Put us on a different time slot.
Don't double schedule, please.
Don't do that. That's, I mean, for all you Lucasfilm people that are listening, look, this is what I'm going to tell you. We're all very appreciative of these, obviously being selected for these things, but it's, you know, obviously, we have very small platforms and we can't compete mm-hmm. with, you know, the main panel of
Baloney
the day. It's just like, so
Favreau.
Let's figure out how we schedule HollowNet and the fan panels around the big panel so that.
And give a chance to the little people.
Give a chance to the little people. Let us.
Not just us, because I'm sure there's going to be some amazing panels there as well with original voices that just.
They deserve to be discovered as well, and have people not have to kind of choose over them, because they deserve to be heard. So that is my advice to Lucasfilm. I know scheduling is massively complicated for an event of this size and magnitude. So I probably have no idea what I'm talking about. But that's my two cents.
It's a little suggestion.
A little suggestion from what happened to us. Just saying. We might have a surprise guest. We might not. Who knows? We're still figuring that out. But if you were interested in what you just heard, it's only going to be better. It's not going to be better than Chase's, but it will be better than what I just described.
Chase's is going to be standing room only, I hope.
That bitch better have me a reserved seat, or we're going to have words. We're going to have words. Words of love, though. I'm going to leave it at that. But yes. Very excited for that. And, you know, what other surprises the future may hold, we don't know yet, because that's the nature of a surprise. You don't know until it's given to you. So looking forward to a big, wonderful year of nice things with nice people. And great Star Wars show. Although I think we should make an effort this year to. I know last year we did a lot better of talking about other nerd related media than we have in the past.
We should try even harder to talk
about
other nerd related media.
This year
we
should try about more nerd related media. Yeah, especially since there's going to be. It's interesting because I think this could be a year to. And now we're just pitballing. This episode is just us pitballing about stuff.
Yeah.
It might be easier to do it this year because we're going to have so much Star Wars content, you know, that we're already going to be pumping out those review
videos. So we can do regular episodes about other stuff that isn't Star Wars. Yeah. So we're going to be doing, we're already doing Bad Batch. We're going to do Mando. We're obviously doing The Acolyte, Visions, season 2.
Oh my God, Ahsoka. So excited. Exactly. Yeah. So that way people don't will not feel alienated that we're not talking about Star Wars.
Because so we're definitely doing Indiana Jones. Wait for that one. It's happening.
Oh my God.
Now
it's gonna be a duology, and we're gonna have a very, 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 very special guest for it. Your guys are gonna
think we should definitely do The Last of Us once it's done.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And there's amazing shows out there that
Too many. And that's the thing. If they were as many as we have, but like in one streaming platform, okay, we can do it.
Yeah, but now they're like separated into so many.
And now you have the new Rian Johnson show on Peacock, and I really want to watch it, but I don't have Peacock.
I don't have Peacock either.
And I refuse to pay for more stuff, man. Yeah. Like, come on, it's turning into cable again, right? It's just like it's cable. Yeah. Or you have to choose your package with all the and so it's that was
they're doing it again. I'm kind of upset about it.
They're doing it again. It's just like the convenience of having streaming in a localized hub, so to speak,
has been
inconvenience now, because now everyone has to have their own Plus platform. And now that's the thing. Everyone's calling their crap Plus. Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus. Although the only one that did it right is Disney. Disney, don't. I'm sorry, I wasn't offending you. Our overlords. Please pay for our Disney Plus.
We call our channel a Plus channel too. So don't.
That is true. That is true. Because that's the trend. The Plus. That's the trend. I have to do it. If Disney does it, I have to do it. It's my hand was forced by the mouse. Yes. Discovery Plus, all those things.
Crazy.
But yeah, it's going to be a fun year. I know this has been kind of a rambly kind of episode, and apologies for having it really choppy at the beginning. Surprisingly, right now I'm on the hotspot on my cell phone, and that has been considerably more stable than the Wi-Fi at my house, which doesn't make sense. But
bienvenido a Puerto Rico.
But that is life in the tropics. Yeah.
Life right in the before tropics. You leave, you discover that there are actual internet issues.
Weird.
The end.
It's like 100 Years of Solitude for all you literary nerds out there. If you ever read 100 Years of Solitude, you know that the genre is called magical realism. And that is living in Puerto Rico in a nutshell. It is magical realism. Everything you think that wouldn't happen happens here. It's a cluster F. We're going to try to curse less this year. No, we're not. It's a cluster, but it's home and we love it. And it's a warts and all. It's a farewell gift. That's true.
Mo and I
discovered a beautiful beach the other day.
I know.
It's like there's like so many hidden treasures here. It's just like one lifetime is not enough to discover all the beautiful things that our island has to give. But sadly, I have to leave in a couple of days.
And
but
we still have crappy internet.
And we still have crappy internet.
And electricity issues.
And electricity. But at least I go back to Chicago to Chase's arms. So that'll be beautiful.
Hopefully they'll keep you warm, because apparently it's frigid in Chicago.
I'm going to bring the sunshine. I was checking the weather forecast. And
the sun's going to follow you to Chicago?
Exactly. That's true. Nice. Because that's how it works. That's called science. And it's going to it's going to be in the 40s. So it's going to be fine. 40s were good. Things get bad when it's under 30. Like in the 20s is when things start to suck. But 40s is we're getting to spring, baby.
Or New England right now, which is like negative something.
Hey man,
horrible.
They can deal with it, you know. Like I you know how many polar vortexes I had to suffer through in Chicago. I have no sympathy. Mm-hmm. I know it's nothing like Siberia, but it's still cold. Still cold. Colder than this little tropical boy had ever been in his life. So I'm a warm-blooded creature.
Well, anyway, I think we've been on enough tangents.
Yeah, true. But that's why I assume people listen sometimes. Sometimes.
We are very looking forward to 2023. I think we're going to come up with amazing content. We're going to get some guests. We have things to review. You know, we have to celebrate podcasts. It is the anniversary of Star Wars podcasts, Jedi Talk, 24 years. I turned 40 this year. It's going to be a good year.
40s are the new 20s. Especially for married women. That's what I've heard.
We're going to have fun this
year.
We will have fun.
Yeah. We will have fun.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be interesting for sure. And we're just looking forward to having more good time. Let's keep talking about Star Wars and making more friends. So
I know.
It's all about the friends we made along the way. That's a cliche, but it's so true.
No, but it has been the best part. All these people that we wouldn't have otherwise met and are just amazing people with amazing points of views, and just it's so good to meet people in Star Wars that are not the toxic, you know, 'cause sometimes you get a little depressed.
It gets exhausting.
You know, when you see what's happening, but then you meet these people who are like us, who love it, who have their opinions, who criticize some things but love everything else, and just bring this positive attitude into so many things. And it really makes you love your fandoms even more.
And so that's why I love Celebration so much.
Yeah.
Because it's just you feel love, feel energy, feel acceptance, you feel happiness. And it's so intoxicating to be surrounded by that energy, which is, we learned the hard way that we're not too cool for school. And actually being part of that school was very gratifying indeed. So I don't know. I don't have much more to add to the dog pile of love.
Well, with that, look forward to what we're going to bring you in 2023, what we're all going to get 2023, because there's so many amazing things. Remember to like, subscribe, leave a comment. Let us know what you want us to talk about, because we clearly already said that we have enough series to cover. So if you want us to talk about anything else non-Star Wars,
that's a good idea.
Let us know.
I like it. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Just let us know. We still have the ongoing Deadpool for Bad Batch. Let's see how that goes.
I want to know. I want to know who you want to kill. Please, tell me.
It's going to be
tell me who you're going to kill from the Batch.
Okay. I vote Hunter. That's my personal choice.
I think so. I think that's my choice.
Because I feel like I would miss him the least.
Same.
Honestly.
Same.
So I agree. We shall see. We love you all. Mo, mwah, we miss you. You will always be in our hearts. Chase, you're a badass. Your panel is going to be amazing. We love all our podcasting friends. Happy podcast day. It's going to be a great year. And until next time, may the Force be with you.